While many people spend the first morning of the year sleeping off their New Year's toast, Tom Driscoll wakes up with the birds.
Here's the little bird. Stop. Psh!
As he stands on a rocky road near Pittsburgh with his binoculars pointed up at the sky, he mimics a predator sound. He says the sound attracts more birds.
Birds are funny. Instead of flying away when they hear a predator call, they want to see what kind of predator is. So pishing sometimes allows you to see what birds are nearby.
Just like that isn't any ordinary bird call, this isn't any ordinary day of bird watching. More than 50 people woke up early to participate in the Jordan Lake Christmas Bird Count, one of many counts worldwide.
It used to be people went out and shot birds at Christmas just to do it. They didn't even always eat them. And so some smarter people started the Audubon Society and said, we need to quit shooting birds indiscriminately and we need to start counting birds.
On count day, the birders split into small groups, each responsible for a different area to search.
So there's some more bluebirds up there and there's some more robins.
They cover part of it by car and the other on foot.
Oh, there's a hawk flying low. Oh, it might be an owl.
Whenever they see or hear a bird, they mark it on a species chart. In Driscoll's group, Laura Lips is in charge of keeping track.
Are you sure that's not a shrike?
Where are you looking?
On the stump to the left of the blackbirds that just flew.
Oh.
Am I crazy?
It was indeed a loggerhead shrike, a bird so rare that Lips had to use a special section of the species chart to record it.
Laura!
But decades ago, this bird wasn't so rare. It used to be abundant in North Carolina, but like many other open field species, it's declined over the years.
They're really hurting.
Norman Budnitz is the compiler of the Jordan Lake count data and has been participating in bird counts for 60 years.
Farming practices have changed. Encroachment by housing developments have made those areas not as big as they used to be, and a lot of those birds need a lot of space.
Budnitz says shifting trends like this are why Christmas bird counts are so important. The data collected from them is used nationally. It shows how populations are declining and tells conservationists which birds need help.
In the last 50 years, something like a third of the birds of North America have disappeared. Well, the way we know that is because of all of these Christmas bird counts and spring bird counts and other things like this. Okay? Did anybody see any Canada geese?
Yes.
Wood ducks?
While spotting rare species is exciting, it isn't the only thing that brings birders out to brave the cold weather in early mornings each year. It's also the count's scientific importance, the community it builds, and just the love of birds and the great outdoors. At Jordan Lake, I'm Brianna Atkinson.
It's a very cute, winding little koala.
Jasmine Hensley is getting ready to give birth to her second daughter. Over the past few months, the Concord mom has been buying clothes, diaper bag essentials, and toys.
That's been kind of the fun part of doing the shopping, but being very selective with each and every item and getting exactly what I want versus last time I'm like, I'll take whatever I can get.
Hensley's being more selective not only with the toys she's buying, but also with how she gives birth. The first time, 4 years ago, she did it the traditional way. In the hospital, surrounded by doctors, and with an epidural.
Last time, there was a lot of things that I didn't necessarily consent to, but I assumed, this is just how it goes. This is standard practice. This is, what they have to do.
So this time, Hensley and her husband have hired a doula, a professional in the delivery room who can advocate just for her. And as a Black woman, Hensley says that's especially important.
And so I definitely wanted a doula who looked like me, who understood the disparities when it comes to women of color.
Hensley goes in the delivery room facing a troubling statistic. In the United States, Black mothers are 3 times more likely to die from pregnancy-related complications, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Whether we like to acknowledge it or not, there is bias.
Hensley's doula, Toshona Winslow, says this bias comes in many forms, including doctors' preconceived notions about Black women.
Some providers were taught that Black and brown bodies experience pain differently than white bodies do. And so if I say, oh, this kind of hurts, then the response that I get might be different than a white birther, because there's an assumption that I'm tougher or something along those lines.
Part of Winslow's mission is to make every mom feel safe when giving birth. And when moms don't feel that way, she wants to ensure their doctors hear them. But there's only so much that an individual doula can change. That's why UNC Chapel Hill and North Carolina A&T have formed a new collaboration to address bias in maternal health care statewide. Dr. Allison Stubbe is part of the team that started the Believe program. She says Black women can face disparities in the language used in their health records, the number of visits by lactation nurses, and even pain management.
We've found that at UNC, Black women have higher pain scores than white women after C-section, but get less pain medicine.
Stubbe says the Believe program will develop a curriculum that targets implicit biases about Black mothers. Doctors and medical students will use the training with the goal of every mother feeling seen, heard, and valued.
The doctor appreciating the contributions of the nurse, or the doula, or the lactation consultant, or the family member who's with the patient supporting them. It's about each member of the team sitting down and making eye contact with the patient and saying what's important to you.
Back in Concord, Hensley says working with a doula has made her feel more comfortable and in control of her pregnancy.
It's kind of, you know, breaking those like generational curses and breaking those stereotypes and those molds of just, you know, go in and do whatever this white doctor says. And I think that it's really important to the community as a whole to help be that advocate and help turn around what those numbers and those statistics look like.
And having that advocate has helped Hensley feel prepared to welcome her baby. In Concord, I'm Brianna Atkinson.